Okay, again, good afternoon, everyone. I am thankful for the word for today and what God is going to do. I'm thankful because He is a loving and patient and kind God. And I'm just thankful that we can come together and share on today. Today's word of inspiration was actually inspired by my brain. Our chaplain's Tuesday encouraging word on today. So it was a great encouraging word. And so today's word of inspiration was inspired by what he shared. But just before we do this, I'm going to have a word, a prayer over the word. Father, we thank you and we honor you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the word that shall go forth. Father, I ask that you will use me, O God, and to speak through me, and that it will touch the hearts of your people, and that they, O God, will not only hear, but they will follow through. And God, we thank you. It's in the strong name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. And again, today's word of inspiration was inspired by Pearson Sharon's chaplain's Tuesday's encouraging email, where he shared, "If you are like most people, you are busy. You may feel like you are a hamster. You are on, excuse me, you may feel like you are on a hamster wheel. I want to encourage you to slow down. Actually, stop for a minute. Do the following breathing exercise. Breathe in through your nose for 4 seconds. Hold your breath for 4 seconds. Breathe out through your mouth for 6 seconds. Do this 3 times." Then he went on and said, "It will have a positive effect on you physically, mentally, and emotionally. I want to encourage you to practice this 3 times a day, especially when you are experiencing stress. This is a beautiful and a healthy reminder to each and every one of us to shift our focus in times of stress, to shift our focus in times of stress." And this is what I want to share with you on today. I want to share with you the importance of shifting our focus. If you focus on what you have and what you are going through, you will never achieve your destiny. Okay? So this is what I want to share. Now, over in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 24 through 27, and I'm trying to open that up, so just bear with me for a second. It says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the stream rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with great crash." If we focus on what we have happening in our lives that is wrong, what appears to be robbing us, we are not focusing on Jesus. We are not focusing on the Word of God. He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. Everyone who comes to Him, the Bible says, will not be denied. I need to let you know that. Will not be denied. I see so much in that scripture today that I than what I ever had before. We not only come to Him to become born again, but we come to Him again and again as the way to rise above all our negative situations and circumstances, as the truth to offset the lies of the enemy throws our way and to bring us out of that which would speak death into our lives. I want to encourage you, even when it appears that things are not lining up the way the word says that they are supposed to in our lives, we still agree with the word. There will always be negative things that come our way to attempt to get us off the path that God has chosen for us. And that path is a path of peace and tranquility, not stress,
and fear and anxiety. The place that our Lord wants us to dwell in is his assurance that all is well. I want to say that again. All is well. What happens around us, what we see, does not determine whether God is true and his word is true. And another thing, neither does it determine whether we are people of faith or not. We are people of faith if we believe God's word, regardless of what happens to confirm or deny our faith. God's word does not have to have circumstances to line up to confirm its truth. God's word is truth regardless of what happens. God's word is truth regardless of what happens. But what do you see today? Do you see God and his word, or do you see the opposite? What eyes are you using today? Are you using your physical eyes, or are you using your spiritual eyes? Are you reacting with your feelings and emotions, or are you reacting with God's word? The answer to these questions will determine your day and ultimately your destiny. And what we need to understand is that the enemy, the devil, is the one who gets the attention when we allow our emotions and our feelings to rule us. And then he can move in and start working on us regarding our relationship with the Lord. How many of us have been guilty of that? I can say that I have. He is very subtle. He knows that if he can get us thinking about ourselves and how we feel and how the situation looks, he has gotten some authority in our lives. And what we need to realize is that we as individuals and God's children have to do is stop and deliberately tell ourselves that we are looking to the word and not to our souls, not to our mind, our will, and our emotions. It is a matter of choice. It is a matter of choice, and choice is what it's all about. We can choose to wallow in our misery or deliberately turn away what is hurting us and walk into the word of God, walk into Jesus himself, walk into love, who is Jesus. There is so much peace and comfort in his presence. We have to understand that he desires above all else to comfort us and to direct us. He wants us to rise to the fullness of life in him. We get there one victory at a time, one step at a time, step by step by step. We have to put one foot in front of the other. And as we put one foot in front of the other, that allows us to win the victory. It's not going to happen overnight, but we have to keep on stepping. You have to tell yourself, whatever your name is, whoever's on here, whoever's listening, put your name in front of it. Velma, keep on stepping. Velma, keep on stepping. Charles, keep on stepping. Patricia, keep on stepping. Whoever, you have to tell yourself to keep on stepping. And what we need to understand that when the storms of life and the winds of adversity, as our scripture said, blow our house of life, it will blow. And we still will be standing if we have based our lives on being hearers and doers of the word. Our houses are going to be blown. We're going to go through trials. We're going to go through tribulations. We're going to deal with life's obstacles. But if we're standing on a firm foundation, if we're standing on the word of God, we will be solidly planted on a good foundation. And when all else is gone, the word, what? It still remains. He told us that heaven and earth will pass away, but what? His word remains forever. And we must remind ourselves again of the parable of the sower over in Mark, the 4th chapter. What is it that is used to steal the assurance of the word working in our lives? It's persecution. It's cares and anxieties of this world. It's distractions and it's busyness and seeking other things first and offense and resentment and delighting in things other than the Lord, getting caught up with the riches of the world. Understand, we are not immune to any of these attacks, but what we do with them determines our destiny. And God has a beautiful life plan for each and every one of us. The enemy is determined to interfere, but we are the deciding factor. Tell yourself, I'm the deciding factor. You are the deciding factor. We either decide to let things get the best of us, or we set our face like a flint and press ever closer to our Lord and his word. And I'm going to leave you with this promise from the word of God today. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He has given us exceeding great and precious promises so that we may partake of his divine nature, which is love, which is life, and light in the Holy Spirit. So today, I want to remind you to shift your focus. Shift your focus. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, shift your focus. That is today's word of inspiration. Shift your focus. Focus on the promises of God. Focus on the word of God. Focus on the positive, not on the negative. Shift your focus. That is today's word of inspiration. At this time, we're going to transition into prayer. And as we transition into prayer, I'm reminded of God's word over in Mark, the 11th chapter, where it says, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So as we go into prayer at this time, what I want to encourage you to do is just begin to meditate on his goodness. Just begin to meditate on his goodness. I often say, when we think, we can't help but to thank. Begin to meditate on his goodness. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, you have been good to each and every one of us. And we honor you on today. We worship you on today, for you are sovereign. You are holy. And we press in your presence. You are almighty, God. You are sufficient, and you are all giving, and you are all loving, and you are all knowing, and you are ever present. So today we take the time to give thanks to you. We give thanks for your grace and for your mercy that you give to us every day. It's of your mercy that we have not been consumed, for your compassion, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. God, we give thanks for your presence in our lives. We give thanks for your love towards us, oh God. And you're always giving us love, Father. We thank you because your love never ceases. Your love is it never runs out. And God, we say thank you, God. God, we don't deserve the love that you give us, but it's because of your grace and mercy. We just want to say thank you. Thank you, oh God, for forgiveness of sins. Thank you for forgiving us, oh God. Thank you for being a God that keeps us. Thank you for being a God that provides for us. Thank you for being a God that protects us. Thank you for being a God that delivers us, God. Deliver us out of stuff that we had no business being involved with. God, we say thank you. We know that it's only because of your grace and because of your grace, oh God, that we have not been consumed. Father, thank you for being our sustainer. Thank you for being our healer. Today, God, we come before you, God, exposed. You see everything about us. You see our good and you even see our bad. You see our strengths. And Father, you even see our weaknesses. And we are exposed to you. And Father, we just want to give it all to you on today. God, you've instructed us in your word to pray without ceasing, God, to have a spirit of prayer. So Father, I come to you on today requesting, oh God, that you help each and every one of us who was on this call or who may listen at a latter time, oh God, to live a lifestyle of prayer, to touch each of our hearts and to direct our lives as we commit our ways and our life to you, Father. This is my prayer. I ask God on today that you will help each of us to grow in prayer and to grow in your word and to grow in your faith, and may we have a passion to talk to you and to have a conversation with you, oh God, not a one-way, but a two-way conversation where God, yes, we're talking to you, but yes, God, our ears will be open to hear from you, God. May we have a passion to have a conversation with you, oh God, and to remain connected to you, God. This is my prayer for each and every one of us on today. God, even as we continue to give you, you access, God, we open up our ears and our heart, oh God, to hear from you, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we want to thank you for today's word of inspiration. We thank you for today's word entitled Shift Your Focus. So today, God, my intercession is that you will open the eyes of your people. If their vision is cloudy, God, remove the fog, God. Remove the clouds, God, the clouds of deception, remove the clouds of confusion, the clouds of fear, God, and even the clouds of doubt, God, where their vision is cloudy, God, where their focus is off, God, shift their focus in Jesus' name. Father, I pray your word on today as you guide each and every one of us on how to shift our focus. God, your word says over in Philippians 4:8, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's any worthy of praise, think on these things. God, I thank you as we shift our focus and we think on the positive. We think on things that are honorable. We think on things that are pure. We think on things that are lovely and not the negative. Father, I even pray on today, Colossians 3:2, your word, set your minds on things that are above and not on things that are on the earth. God, I pray your word, Proverbs 4:25, let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Father, it is my prayer that we will shift our focus to you, God, the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us to keep our focus on you, God, even when things get tough, even when things don't seem like it's going our way, God. Help us to keep our eyes on you, oh God. Help us to shift our focus on you, oh God, our ears, oh God, God, on what you are saying, God. Thank you, oh God, for focus. Thank you for a clear mind. Now, God, even as we end this prayer on today, Father, I pray that as we go forward on this weekend, that we take command of our weekend as we shift our focus, that we speak life into our weekend, that we speak peace into our weekend, that we speak joy into our weekend, that we speak healing and love into our weekend, that we speak your favor over our lives and our loved ones' lives, oh God, not just over our weekend, but even from the day forward, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your word even tells us that you want us to prosper and to be in good health, even as our soul prospers. So I pray that we will be prosperous, God, in you, oh God. God, I'm not talking about just financial prosperity, but prosperous spiritually, prosperous physically, oh God, as we shift our focus on you. So we stand on your word and we take command of this day, God, on tomorrow and for all the days ahead, Father, this is my prayer. Now, God, even as we close on today, I thank you for Pierce Insurance. I thank you for the company that they are. I thank you, oh God, for their leadership. I thank you for their passion for your word. I thank you for their passion for others. God, I thank you, oh God, for the example that they are. I thank you, oh God, for all that they do for the community, God. I thank you for all that they do for others. And Father, I pray, oh God, because of their humbleness, because of their love, because of their passion for you and for others, continue, oh God, to shine upon them. Continue, God, to show them favor. And God, as you show them favor, God, use us as employees, oh God, to be obedient, oh God, to you, and to also, oh God, to do what you've called us to do as employees. Use us, Father. May we have the right attitude when we speak to our clients. May we have the right disposition, oh God. May we show kindness and love, oh Father. This is my prayer. May we be the example that you want us to be, oh God, not just for Pierce Insurance, but God, for you as well. Father, may we walk, oh God, the way that you want us to walk, oh God, even as employees for Pierce Insurance. God, let your light continue to shine on the company, continue to shine upon us and everyone who is connected. Father, we thank you for every open door, and we also thank you for every closed door. We may not understand why doors are closed, but God, you said in your word that all things work together to them who are the called according to your purpose. So, Father, we say thank you. We thank you for the open doors that are swinging wide open, but we also thank you for the doors that have been closed for such a time as this. Father, we thank you and we honor you. We ask that you, oh God, will have your way. I pray uncommon favor over everyone on this line. That uncommon favor that only you can give, that uncommon favor where we have to testify that God did it. Huh? Thank you, God. I pray uncommon favor over their families' lives, and the blessings of the Lord that make rich and add no sorrow be upon their lives. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen and amen. And I just want to remind you to remember to shift your focus, and don't forget to take Chaplain Kenny's suggestion to heart. Practice it. You will feel better. Stop for a minute. Breathe in through your nose 4 seconds. Hold your breath for 4 seconds. Breathe out through your mouth for 6 seconds. Do this 3 times. He said it will have a positive effect on you physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I am a witness, because I did it when I read it, and it truly blessed me. So remember to shift your focus and have an awesome and a victorious weekend, and take care of yourself. God bless. Thank you, God.